This is Radio Hangar, where the aviation conversation never stops. I'm Tower, and this is Edis, your aviation news briefing. We've got a full board today. A major European aviation show just got pulled off the calendar, Boeing is having a moment, and we're going to dig into a question that I absolutely love. Why did the largest military cargo aircraft in the world fly for decades without a glass cockpit? That one's worth your time. Let's get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, lead story. If you had plans to attend EBACE 2026 in Geneva, cancel your hotel. The European Business Aviation Association has pulled the plug on this year's European Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition. This was supposed to happen in less than 2 months. That is not a long lead time for a cancellation of this scale. Now, EBACE is the premier business aviation event in Europe. Think of it as the European counterpart to NBA BACE here in the States. Operators, manufacturers, charter companies, avionics vendors, they all show up, or at least they did. Here's what you need to know. When a flagship industry event gets canceled this close to the date, it usually signals something deeper. Whether that's exhibitor pullback, attendance concerns, or broader economic pressure on the business aviation sector in Europe, it's worth watching. The European Business Aviation Association, or EBA, hasn't laid out every detail publicly, but this is a significant disruption to the industry calendar. If you're in the business aviation space or thinking about European markets, keep your ear to the ground on what comes next. Let's shift gears to the commercial side. And there's actually some good news here if you're a Boeing watcher. Boeing has outpaced Airbus on deliveries for the first time since the 737 MAX crisis. Let that sink in for a second. Boeing delivered 143 commercial aircraft in the first quarter of 2026, and that was enough to edge past Airbus, which has been dealing with its own supply chain constraints. Now, the headline doesn't tell the whole story. This isn't Boeing suddenly firing on all cylinders, and everything is perfect. Airbus had a rough quarter with parts availability, particularly engines, and that held their numbers down. Boeing's 737 line has been surging, and credit where it's due, the production discipline they've been forced into after the MAX groundings and the quality issues is starting to show results in the delivery count. But here's the context for the rest of us. If you're a general aviation pilot, you might wonder why you should care about wide-body and narrow-body delivery numbers. Fair question. The answer is supply chain. When Boeing and Airbus are healthy and pulling parts, that puts pressure on the same suppliers that feed the GA world. Avionics components, fasteners, raw materials, it all comes from overlapping sources. A healthy commercial aviation production line means a tighter parts market for everyone else. So if your avionics upgrade is on back order, now you know one of the reasons. All right, now let's get to the story I've been wanting to talk about all day. The Lockheed C-5 Galaxy. If you've ever seen one in person, you know there is nothing quite like it. This is the largest military cargo aircraft in the world. It can swallow 2 M1 Abrams tanks. It can carry over 270,000 pounds of cargo. The nose opens, the tail opens, you can drive vehicles straight through. It is an absolute monster of an airplane. And for decades, the flight deck looked like it belonged in a museum. We're talking about steam gauges, round dials, analog, everything. The C-5 first flew in 1968. That's the same era as the Apollo program. And for a remarkably long time, the cockpit stayed frozen in that era, while the rest of military aviation moved on to multifunction displays and digital flight management systems. So why? Why didn't the world's largest military cargo plane get a glass cockpit sooner? The answer comes down to how the military thinks about upgrades, and it's different from how the civilian world works. In general aviation, a glass cockpit is often a selling point. You buy a new Garmin suite, your panel looks great, your situational awareness improves, and the resale value of your airplane goes up. It's a feature that pays for itself in multiple ways. In the military, upgrades are driven by mission capability and budget reality. And the C-5's mission is hauling cargo. It's not a fighter, it's not flying into contested airspace dodging threats. It doesn't need the latest sensor fusion display. It needs to get off the ground, fly to the destination, and deliver the goods. And the analog cockpit could do that just fine. There's also the sheer cost factor. The C-5 fleet is not huge. At its peak, the Air Force operated about 131 of these aircraft. When you're dealing with a relatively small fleet of very large, very expensive airplanes, the cost per aircraft for a full cockpit modernization is enormous. Every dollar spent on avionics is a dollar not spent on engines, wings, structural life extension, or keeping the fleet in the air at all. And that gets to the real tension. The C-5 has had a troubled maintenance history. The original engines on the C-5A were underpowered and unreliable. The airframes had fatigue issues. when the Air Force looked at where to spend modernization money, the priority was keeping these airplanes structurally sound and giving them engines that could actually meet the mission requirements. That's not glamorous, but it's smart. The engines came first, then the wings. The avionics were further down the list because, frankly, the old gauges still worked. A round dial altimeter gives you the same altitude information as a glass display. It's less elegant, it's harder to scan, and it doesn't integrate data the way a modern system does, but it functions. Now here's where the story gets interesting. The C-5M Super Galaxy program finally brought the aircraft into the modern era. New General Electric CF-6 engines, which were a massive improvement, upgraded avionics, and yes, digital displays in the cockpit. The C-5M is a fundamentally different airplane to operate compared to the original C-5A, even though it looks the same from the outside. But even the C-5M upgrade wasn't a full clean sheet glass cockpit, the way you'd see in a new Boeing 787 or an Airbus A350. It was a targeted modernization. Replace what needs replacing, improve reliability, reduce crew workload, get the airplane to a point where it can serve for another 20 or 30 years without bleeding the maintenance budget dry. This affects you if you think about avionics upgrades in your own airplane. The same logic applies at a smaller scale. Every panel upgrade competes with engine reserves, airframe maintenance, and annual inspections. The military just deals with those trade-offs at a billion-dollar scale instead of a $10,000 one. But the thinking is the same. What gives me the most mission capability for the money I have? And sometimes the answer is, the old gauges work fine. Spend the money on the engine. It's a good reminder that newer isn't always the priority. Reliable is, all right, let me run through a couple more items before we wrap up on the airline side. United Airlines is rolling out its new Polaris Studio product, which is their premium business class seat for long-haul routes. This is being positioned as the best business class seat United has ever offered. We're talking about a fully enclosed suite with a door. If you're a pilot who occasionally rides up front on airline travel, or you're just curious about where the industry is heading in terms of premium cabin products, this is worth noting. The pricing is going to be at a premium over the standard Polaris seat, which makes sense. Airlines are chasing high-yield passengers harder than ever, and the willingness to pay for privacy and space on a 12-hour flight is real. And finally, if you're an aviation celebrity watcher, there's a piece making the rounds about John Travolta's private jet. The man is a genuine aviator. He holds a type rating in the Boeing 707, among other aircraft. His home in Florida has a taxiway to his front door. Say what you will. The guy lives and breathes this stuff. His current jet setup is about as luxurious as private aviation gets, and it's a reminder that, for some people, the airplane isn't just transportation, it's home. That's our board for today. Sources for this broadcast include AOPA, Simple Flying, and AeroTime. As always, Radio Hangar is an AI-generated broadcast built by people who love aviation. Every headline sourced, every story credited, you can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Thanks for tuning into ATIS, Go Fly Something, Radio Hangar, Clear Skies and Tailwinds.